Slumtown Morning Show, 104.3 The River. Back in the saddle this morning, Miss Jacqueline Walden. How are you?
Good.
Glad to see you again.
I'm here live this morning.
you've been busy. You've been cleaning and painting and organizing and pretty much running wild, getting everybody ready for the kickoff of the Breckenridge County Fair tomorrow.
I'm ready.
There's stuff going on at the fairgrounds today. People are checking things in and family living exhibits
going on. There's a lot going on today. We have rabbit check-ins today. They've got some shows going on this evening. Family living check-in starts tonight, I think, at 4:30 for a couple hours this evening. A lot of the merchant booth setups are coming in today as well between 10 and 3. So there's going to be a lot of people in and out today.
Good. Well, glad you're back in here with us. Just a few things to go over as we get ready for the fair. Any advice for people to make their fair going experience easier?
Have fun. You know, bring your friends, bring your family. I had a person tell me the other day, well, you know, I don't really have anybody to hang out with at the fair. There's tons of people at the fair. You run into people you haven't seen in years. To me, it's just, you know, a big gathering, and you get to see a lot of folks that you don't see all year long, and, you know, come out and have a good time and eat all that really good fair food we've got coming up.
We've been talking about that this morning. I've already gained 5 pounds. Just thinking about it.
I had talked to Cattlemen's yesterday, and they've got some good food coming in. And then I've talked to Jay Henderson, and he's got a lot of new stuff coming this year.
He had some things up his sleeve this year.
He does. And he won't tell me all of it, but I'm really excited to see what he's got. We've also got archery coming in to cook on Friday and Saturday again. And then we've got Smoking in the Woods. They're coming back this year. They've got some great food. So some local vendors coming back, and we really appreciate them coming and cooking for us.
It's exciting stuff. It's, you know, something you don't get very often.
No.
I get a Cattleman steak sandwich every chance I get.
Well, they've been doing a lot of events lately.
And, man, I just love them.
I know. They're the best.
Well, you know, of course, I've been at the radio station pretty much my entire adult life, and I always think about Carl B. and Doris. When I'm there, because they would keep me, as long as I didn't make them talk about, I always tell Cub, I'm like, I'm not going to make you talk on the radio. He's like, all right, cuz. He'd send me a steak sandwich. But then Miss Doris Mitchum would always say, Carl B., did you take Paul his steak sandwich? And I would always get another one.
They had
me spoiled rotten. And as long as I didn't make them talk on the radio, they were happy.
They were the best.
So I got my steak sandwiches. But, you know, and those traditions like that, and I was talking this morning about how important it is to support the fair, because you know, we were talking yesterday about my mama always wanted to get most entries.
That's right.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the things that you do and the activities that you do, not only are you making memories for yourself, you're doing that for your kids and your grandkids too. So
that's right.
I don't know what kind of load's coming from my house for family living exhibit, but it might be a two-tripper.
Well, I know that my dad was gearing up for his, and that in turn makes my children excited to include stuff as well. So, you know, it is that generational thing. You know, they want to see if grandpa got a blue ribbon, you know, and it's just really exciting for them to come out and participate and, you know, see if they won a couple dollars here. Right. And, you know, I think it's a good thing. You know, I think we're passing that on in this rural community.
And tradition here is super, super. It is to me. It's super important.
It is.
And, let's revive some of these. We were talking yesterday, if you haven't been to the fair for a while, we urge you to come check it out, because Fair Board doing a great job. You all been busy. You're bringing in some quality entertainment, lots to do, lots of good food, lots of good music. Okay, and don't miss out on the kiddos showing their animals too, because that is, to our community, that is vital.
Those kids have worked so hard.
And business owners, I implore you to go spend some money at those auctions.
That's right. Those kids have worked hard for months getting their animals ready, and they have worked hard on their showmanship. And we would invite all of the businesses to come out and support those kids and make that donation to the 4-H and to that child.
Absolutely. It's a big deal.
It is.
So I was talking to a vet buddy of mine last night. He goes, I got to get help some businesses. Got to get some people in there, open up those billfolds. I said, get on them.
That's right.
You know, this is a good time of year to do it. And what better thing for a kid to learn than how to, you know, take care of an animal and show it.
Exactly.
So it's good. So tradition kind of our subject of the day. And yeah. One thing you all are starting this year, and if you haven't been with Jacqueline and I, you know, we've been talking about the fair for a couple months, but you all got a new thing this year where you are raising donated items for Ronald McDonald House.
Yes.
This is the first year of many years. This is going to become a great tradition at the fair.
Yes, first of many. We want new traditions. We love staying with our old traditions and shaking them up a little bit. So we want to make this a tradition. We want to give back to the community.
Sure.
And, you know, we're going to let the community choose that charity every year. And you know what's really cool, Paul? Yesterday afternoon, I had a lady show up. Not going to say her name on the radio, but she said, "Can I go ahead and drop off my donation to Ronald McDonald House?" Sure. She opened up the back of her truck. She ended up having over 100 items.
No kidding.
It was fantastic. It was a great start.
Sure.
You know, and it really made me feel good about the fundraiser because I thought people are already thinking about this. People are ready. People are, this is going to happen. That's and it's right. going to happen big.
Well, you know, it is very important. And like I've said before, the folks here in this county are helpful people. They're going to help anyway. Have some fun with it and win
$500. $500 Saturday night.
You know, you're going to be at the fair Saturday night anyway. You might as well go home with a few extra bills in your pocket.
Heck yeah. Enjoy a good show. Lots of good events going on this week.
Tons. And so we're getting kicked off, and I've been kind of flying through my guide here, and I've got some things wrong, and I've been waiting for you to show up and help me out. Tomorrow, of course, you know, today we've got the family living check-in from 4 till 6:30. Rabbit check-in is about to start, about 45 minutes for youth and open rabbit. Youth rabbit judging 6 tonight, and then youth meat pen judging at 7. Now, Wednesday, things are going to get busy.
That's right.
We've got family living check-in 7 to 9. After 9, that's it.
That's so a.m.
Get them in there, yep. 9 a.m. Then our livestock shows or check-ins start 8:30 to 10:30, and then judging starts at 11 o'clock. It's going to go all day long. Then we got our horse show, talent show, then karaoke. What are you singing? What's your selection tomorrow night?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get up there.
Oh, well, if I'm going to ride that ride with a GoPro.
You think I need to sing karaoke? You might have to sing, I might be able to work that
sing
out.
Sing us a tune.
You go first.
And Thursday, you know, it's a busy day, too. Senior Citizens Day, folks, don't miss out on that. 9 to 1. Go in there and have some fun. Catch up. That's the
Senior Citizen Day is actually a really fun day for us. You know, a lot of the older generation comes out, and they have a chance to look through the merchants building when it's not quite so busy. They get to play bingo. They have dancing and music. And, you know, they have a big time. They all hang out in the pavilion up front. And it's just – it's really cool to see – I mean – and they remember the fair when we weren't even around, you
right,
know,
exactly.
So they talk about, well, when I was a kid, this is what we did, you know, and it's really neat to listen to them.
Definitely going to be a highlight for sure. And then the newlywed game at 7 o'clock, which it has not worked out for, we folks have been so nice to us. They've asked Angie that 2 years in a row.
Because you guys would be a hoot.
Yeah. You'd put your waiters on. You would need to. But this year, of course, you know, I work at the radio station. So
that's right.
I'm kind of busy. But it's Angie's Thursday to work. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. And if not, she's got to come be band mama.
You at least need to come check it out.
It's going to be hilarious. 7 o'clock.
That was one of our most fun events last year. And we had people sign up for this year that night. You know,
wow.
I want to do it. So for a smaller event, I mean, it has turned out to be, you know, one of our most fun, one of our biggest crowd drawing events on the smaller, you know, smaller side that we've had.
Well, you know, I was reading some of the couples that are involved, and don't miss it. Just don't miss it, folks. It's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
Garden Tractor Pool, which has gotten very, very popular over the last few years.
Yeah, it has.
Coming up at 7:30 that night, then South 60. I kind of like those kids. They went on a band field trip last night after rehearsal. They went frog gigging. Because that's what all bands do.
Sure it is.
That's what I thought. It sounds normal to me.
It sounded
good. They got rained out. But they're going to be playing. And then just all kinds of fun stuff. Friday and Saturday are both really big, and we're going to hit on those a little closer to time.
Cause sure.
I'm going to forget. If you hadn't brought me that guide, I mean, I'm about lost as a ball in high weeds anyway.
Hey, I have to check that guide every morning to know when I'm supposed to be out there.
I feel a whole lot better about myself. But I want to thank you for the last couple of months. You are busy. You're a busy lady. You have many irons in the fire. You have a job, you have family, you got farms, and you're on fair board. And you had Hickory Chicken Hunt for a little bit.
I had to stop, yeah, and go mushroom hunting.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody needs a break. That's the best break you can take.
That's right.
But thank you, Jacqueline, for taking the time to come in and hang out and use this platform. That's what we're here for.
Sure.
We're here to talk Brett County stuff. And the alliance that we have now with the fair board, with the chamber, with Breckenridge United, we want folks to know what's going on in this county because we live here. We choose to live here, and we've got good stuff going on. We need your support, though, Breckenridge County. We need cars in that parking lot this week.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like that this has been one of the best ways for us to get in touch with our audience, and it's just jumping on the radio, for 10, 15 minutes. And that way people know what's going on. They stay sure. up to date with changes and improvements and, hey, come out and keep that excitement going. We've had a busy June, and, let's keep that momentum up and, just all come together and, have a good time. Let's have a good time.
Main thing. Well, I'm hoping that after the fair, I'm not going to bug you for a few days after the fair, but when you come back to do fair wrap up, I expect the best report we've had from the fair in a long time.
Every year our numbers have grown over the past 4 years. And I keep talking about the past 4 years because that's all I know. That's sure. the only numbers that I'm using is my numbers, where I started and where we are now. So, I'm really looking forward to seeing how much better we can make it this year.
Let's
do
it.
And that's our goal every year, is to make it that much better.
Counting on you, Breckenridge County.
That's right.
And neighboring counties, we'd love to have you. Hey, our steak sandwiches are good for everybody. And our shows. And
doesn't matter where you're from.
You just come on in and see us. Shake and howdy, we'd love to have you. I will see you tomorrow night, young lady.
All right.
Thanks for coming by, Jacqueline. It's going to be a great year at the fair. Stay tuned for more info on the Breckenridge County Fair coming up, 104.3 The River.